She kept tossing the baby violently up and down, and the poor little thing howled so that Alice could hardly hear the words.
"Here, you may nurse it a bit if you like,"
the Duchess said to Alice, flinging the baby at her as she spoke.
"I must go and get ready to play croquet with the Queen."
And she hurried out of the room. The cook threw a frying pan after her as she went, but it just missed her. Alice caught the baby with some difficulty, as it was a queer-shaped little creature, and held out its arms and legs in all directions. The poor little thing was snorting like a steam engine when she caught it, and kept doubling itself up and straightening itself out again, so that altogether, for the first minute or two, it was as much as she could do to hold it. As soon as she had made out the proper way of nursing it, which was to twist it up into a sort of knot and then keep tight hold of its right ear and left foot so as to prevent its undoing itself, she carried it out into the open.
Away with me, they're sure to kill it in a day or two. Wouldn't it be murder to leave it behind?
The little thing grunted in reply.
Don't grunt. That's not at all the proper way of expressing yourself.
The baby grunted again, and Alice looked very anxiously into its face to see what was the matter with it. There could be no doubt that it had a very turn-up nose, much more like a snout than a real nose. Also, its eyes were getting extremely small for a baby. Altogether, Alice did not like the look of the thing at all. She looked into its eyes again to see if there were any tears. No, there were no tears.
"If you're going to turn into a pig, my dear, I'll have nothing more to do with you. Mind now?"
Things sobbed again, or grunted, it was impossible to say which, and they went on for some while in silence. Suddenly it grunted again so violently that she looked down into its face in some alarm. This time there could be no mistake about it. It was neither more nor less than a pig, and she felt that it would be quite absurd for her to carry it any further. So she set the little creature down and felt quite relieved to see it trot away quietly into the wood.
If it had grown up, it would have made a dreadfully ugly child. But it makes rather a handsome pig, I think.
And she began thinking over other children she knew who might do very well as pigs, when she was a little startled by seeing the Cheshire Cat sitting on a bough of a tree a few yards off. The cat only grinned when it saw Alice. It looked good-natured, she thought. Still, it had very long claws and a great many teeth, so she felt that it ought to be treated with respect.
"That depends a good deal on where you want to get to."
"I don't much care where."
"Then it doesn't matter which way you go."
"No, so long as I get somewhere."
"Oh, you're sure to do that if you only walk long enough.
Alice felt that this could not be denied, so she tried another question.
What sort of people live about here?
In that direction, the cat said, waving its right paw around, lives a hatter. And in that direction, waving the other paw, lives a march hare. Visit either you like. They're both mad.